KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at yesterday's action at the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. It started with a Class 3A quarterfinal, and third-seeded Bishop Heelan Catholic was a 50-38 winner over Des Moines Christian to advance. In the 4A quarterfinals, top seed North Scott, a winner over Clear Creek Amana, 63-43. Fourth-seeded Center Point Urbana came from double digits down in the second half, and they won in overtime over Waverly Shell Rock, 45-41. Glenwood turned on the Jets yesterday as six players had double digits in scoring, including 21 points apiece for Jenna Hopp, Madison Camden, as they helped to lead the way for Glenwood. The Rams, the two seed, win at 89-75 over Gilbert yesterday. And Lewis Central got by Ballard, 47-46. Delaney Esterling helped to lead the way with a 21.8 rebound performance, while Megan Whitty added 11 points for the Titans as they move to 20-5 and move into the semifinals. Also, Class 2A quarterfinals, top seed Cascade, a winner over Denver, 41-28. And fourth-seeded Osage, a 50-43 winner over West Branch in yesterday's play. They'll finish off the first round today. The quarterfinals end with a couple of 2A matchups and then all four 1A matchups today. Logan Magnolia will be among those on the court first this morning as the seventh-seeded Panthers will take their 21-3 record into a 10 o'clock game this morning against number 2-seed West Hancock in the 2A portion of the tourney. Then it'll be third-seeded North Lynn facing Western Christian. Rest of the day, we'll have the 1A quarterfinals as top seed Newell Fonda will put their undefeated mark on the line against eighth-seeded St. Albert. The Saints are 13-11 on the year. That's a 1:30 start time. Number 4-seed Montezuma plays St. Ansgar. Also, Marquette Catholic will face Galen Catholic, and Bishop Garrigan will play Martinsdale St. Mary's to round out the rest of today's action before they move into the semifinals on Thursday. I'll take a look at boys action last night, substate action last evening in Class 3A. It was Bishop Heelan Catholic defeating Des Moines Christian by a final of 50-38. In Class 4A, substate 1. In 4A, substate 1 action last night in boys action, it was Ankeny over Sioux City East, 73-67. In Substate 2, Davenport North beat Dubuque Senior, 50-48. North Scott over Waterloo West, 41-40. Also in 4A Substate play, Cedar Falls beat Dubuque Hempstead, 53-44. Iowa City West over Pleasant Valley, 55-36. Ankeny Centennial beat Johnston, 58-42. Also, it was a Waukee over West Des Moines Valley, 59-55, and Dowling Catholic, a 58-35 winner over Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln in Class 4A substate play last night. Also, moving on, in college men's basketball, for the second time this season, Purdue clobbered 18th-ranked to Iowa last night. The Boilers raced out to a 21-point first-half lead and posted a 77-68 victory, spoiling the Hawkeyes' perfect home record in Big Ten play. The Hawkeyes shot only 37% and were out-rebounded 47-33.
You know, you can't give up 21 offensive rebounds and expect to win. But they were just a little bit quicker, I think, to the ball. Across the board, loose balls, rebounds, it's disappointing, but I think we'll learn from it.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes fall to 11-8 in the Big Ten. They're 20-10 overall.
But ultimately, I think you have to credit your opponent for, you know, playing better and, be mature enough to be able to look at this and say, okay, how do we get better? How do we make sure, you know, this doesn't happen again? You know, you give up 21 offensive rebounds, we're going to get beat. It's that simple. But again, I'm proud of the guys for how they hung in there and made a couple runs.
There's Purdue coach Matt Painter.
I thought in the first game when we played them, we were quicker to the basketball. And it seems to be kind of the theme for us. When we make shots, you know, we're better in other areas. And I think that's probably for most people, but it's really true for this team. But I just thought we were quicker to the ball and got a lot of offensive rebounds and just kept creating more opportunities for ourselves.
Next up for the Hawkeyes will be the final regular season Big Ten game. That's coming up on Sunday night on the road at Illinois. Well, West Virginia raced out to a 14-point first-half lead, and they spoiled senior night at Iowa State with a 77-71 win over the Cyclones.
I was really proud of the way our guys responded in the second half. I thought we competed at a high level. We had kind of a 2-3 minute window where we kind of let the lead get away from us and got down 8-10, but then still responded and got it down to a possession game. But like I said, man, it was, you know, I can sleep better tonight just knowing the way we competed. We just weren't able to get over the hump.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones raced back and led by 4 with less than 10 minutes remaining before the Mountaineers regained control.
Give West Virginia credit, man. They were on the ropes and they responded. You know, the offensive glass in the free throw line was the one thing you'll look at for them. And they're a team that shoots about, you know, in the mid-50s, I think, from the line, and really stepped up and made free throws. And but, you know, we only turned it over 12 times. I just like the way we played in the second half, and hopefully that can give us some confidence to finish out the right way.
Cyclones fall to 5-12 in the Big 12. They're 12-18 overall on the season. Also, top 25 play last night. Michigan State has pulled into a first-place tie with Maryland in the Big Ten. The 16th-ranked Spartans are 13-6 in the conference after turning a 19-point first-half deficit into a 78-71 win at number 20 Penn State. Xavier Tillman Sr. scored 23 points and had 15 rebounds for Michigan State. They trailed 46-31 at halftime before scoring the first 9 points in the second half. The Terrapins lost for the third time in 4 games as Jacob Young came off the bench to score a team-high 17 points in Rutgers' 78-67 win against Maryland. Montez Mathis added 15 points and Geo Baker had 11 as the Scarlet Knights snapped a 3-game losing streak and improved to 19-11 overall. The Spartans and the Terrapins will have company atop the conference if Wisconsin and Illinois each win their next game. Also in the top 25, John Fulkerson scored a career-high 27 points. Tennessee rallied from a 17-point deficit to upset 6th-ranked Kentucky 81-73 at Lexington. Northern Iowa's A.J. Green has been named the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year. The sophomore from Cedar Falls led the Valley in scoring at nearly 22 points per game as the Panthers claimed their first regular season title in 10 years. UNI coach Ben Jacobson says Green faced a variety of defenses.
He's getting doubled each time he comes off a ball screen, or if not doubled, guys are holding until he gives the ball up. There's been some cases where guys have just ran at him to get the ball out of his hands, and I think that's a great sign of respect for what he accomplished in the first six league games and the type of player that he is.
Green shot 44% from three-point range and also connected on 93% at the foul line.
You know, when you've got a guy that's as good as A.J., sometimes I would imagine that that there may be some, just some side deals with a guy that good. And this group is unbelievable in terms of the way they get along and in terms of the way they trust each other. You know, each guy's just as important as the next guy. Like it's really been awesome that way.
The Panthers are the top seed in the Valley tournament. They'll open play Friday at noon against the winner of Thursday's game between Drake and Illinois State. Well, the NCAA is ruling out no contingencies when it comes to coronavirus and the NCAA tournament. In an interview with Bloomberg News, Chief Operating Officer Donald Remy did not dismiss the possibility of games being played with no fans in the arenas. The games presumably would still be televised. The NCAA declined further comment to the Associated Press on the possibility of no fans in the stands. Also, the NCAA announced it has established a coronavirus advisory panel of medical, public health, and epidemiology experts, along with NCAA schools. Now, the state girls basketball tournament isn't the only major sports event underway in Des Moines this week. The 14th annual National Archery in the Schools Program state tournament will be held this weekend at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's the largest youth archery tournament in Iowa. Zach Benteen, the archery coordinator for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says there are two types of competition, including bullseye.
It's a square target with a scoring ring, so it's circles. They score from 10 points down to 1 point, and there'll be 50 targets for each flight, and we can have 2 archers per target. So we'll have 100 kids shooting. The first line will start at 8 o'clock, and we'll shoot every hour on the hour for 20 flights between Saturday and Sunday.
The second type of competition is called 3D, and students will be aiming for styrofoam animals, ironically, at the Pioneer Livestock Pavilion.
So we'll have like a turkey, a white-tailed deer, an antelope, one's a bighorn sheep, and then a coyote.
The tournament will draw nearly 2,700 students from more than 90 Iowa schools in grades 4 through 12. And all competitors will be using the same type of 20-pound bow. Top winners will be awarded prizes, including scholarships and equipment for their schools, and a chance to compete at the nationals. Atlantic will have 24 high school and 24 middle school students participating in that weekend event. That's Check of Sports this hour. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.